Not long after I turned 18, I was inducted into the U.S. military. I got a letter from the President of the United States, from my Selective Service Board. Greetings from the President of the United States. Your friends and neighbors have selected you. And so I got to go into the Army. And I took basic training at Camp Roberts, California. And boy, did I dislike basic training. They always said that the Army will make a man out of you. Well, maybe they do, but they were tearing me down to rebuild me into a man. And I wasn't used to all that stuff. And of course, I wasn't a real good soldier, and there were times when I got into trouble from running off at the mouth. Lieutenant caught another fellow and I goofing off doing something. And for punishment, we had to, between the barracks and the orderly room, we had to pick up rocks just a certain size and put them in a bucket. And we had to do that for several hours. And everybody came by and laughed at us and wanted to know what in the world we were doing. Well, we finally graduated from that. After basic training and a 9-day delay en route, which meant I was able to come home, and then I had to report back to Fort Ord, and then we got on a troop train and went up to Vancouver, Washington, which was right across the Columbia River from Portland. And after a few days, we got on a ship and headed out for Hawaii. We were on the USS Bosque. I do believe it was on its shakedown cruise, because the front end was shaking in one direction and the back end of it was shaking in the other direction. But we finally made it to Hawaii, and we were there a few days up at one of the camps or forts up in the pineapple orchard area, and pineapple fields, I guess is what they call them. And we were threatened with our lives to stay out of those pineapple fields. We would get something done to us. I don't know what all they were going to do. Well, we had lots of night reconnaissance patrols out in the pineapple fields. In fact, then we'd take them back to the tent, cut them open, and share them with everybody. We ate so many pineapples, because they were right off the vine, and oh boy, were they good, that our lips cracked from all that acid that we had gotten on them from the pineapples. We could go down to Waikiki every once in a while, or Honolulu, I guess they called it at that time, and look around and do different things, and then get back. Well, it wasn't long until we were on a ship, and next thing I knew, that I didn't want to know, we were on the island of Okinawa. And I'm not going to bore you with any of the things about war because it wasn't pleasant. And still have a lot of bad feelings about it. But in one of our rations, and I think it was the K rations, they had canned butter. And I do believe that that was the forerunner of plastic. Because sometimes we ate so many rations, especially C rations, that we would go out, if we weren't out on the front lines, we would go out into the sweet potato fields and dig some sweet potatoes and wash them as best we could, put them in our helmet with some water and boil them on a little squat stove, and then we would take them out, and even while they were still hot, that canned butter would not melt on those sweet potatoes. So that's why I always thought it was a forerunner of plastic. Well, I didn't even know what plastic was at that time.